Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we digging into today?
Well, this time we're focusing on the tech world and how AI is really shaking things up. I mean, we're talking about some major shifts that are creating winners and losers across the board. And to guide us through this, we're going to be looking at insights from Brad Gerstner.
Oh yeah, the head of Altimeter Capital.
Exactly. He's a pretty prominent figure in the tech investment world. So his take on all this is definitely worth paying attention to.
For sure. He's not afraid to make bold predictions, and he's got a knack for spotting those companies that are really pushing the boundaries.
Totally. And to get a broader perspective, we'll also be bringing in viewpoints from other market analysts like Josh Brown, Bren Talkington, and Liz Young, just to kind of round out the picture, you know?
Sounds like a fascinating mix of perspectives. So where do we start?
Let's kick things off with NVIDIA, because, wow, they just had a phenomenal earnings report. I mean, their sales are up a staggering 94% compared to last year.
Yeah, I saw that almost doubled. That's got to be some kind of record. It's pretty incredible, and yet the stock actually dipped a bit afterward. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that. It's a classic case of expectations being set so high that even stellar results can't quite reach the bar.
Exactly. It shows just how much confidence investors have in NVIDIA right now that even this amazing report wasn't enough to satisfy them.
I guess they're expecting even bigger things in the future, which makes sense considering the whole AI boom that's happening.
It does. And speaking of confidence in NVIDIA, Brad Gerstner himself bought even more stock right before the market opened following that report.
Wow, that's a pretty strong signal. He's putting his money where his mouth is.
Right. And he's even gone so far as to say, quote, the world runs on NVIDIA.
Okay, that might sound a bit dramatic, but
I know, but when you think about how essential their chips are becoming for all these AI advancements, it's not that far off.
You got a point there. AI is rapidly becoming the backbone of so many industries, and NVIDIA's chips are powering a huge chunk of that.
Exactly. So when Gerstner says the world runs on NVIDIA, he's essentially saying that the world runs on AI, which is a pretty bold statement.
And it kind of highlights his investing style, too. He's not just chasing quick profits. He's betting on these long-term transformative trends.
Totally. And he sees AI as this massive force that's going to reshape technology for years to come, not just a temporary fad.
Makes you think what kind of world we're heading towards when AI is so deeply embedded in everything.
It's a fascinating question and a little bit daunting, too, you know. But getting back to NVIDIA, what do you think about the competition they're facing? Companies like Amazon are starting to develop their own AI chips.
Right. But even Amazon is buying as much NVIDIA tech as they can get their hands on.
So it seems like everyone's recognizing the power of what NVIDIA is building.
Yeah, they've really established themselves as the leader in this space. And Gerstner even talks about NVIDIA having a moat.
A moat?
Yeah, it's like a protective barrier around their business.
Yeah.
Their technology is so advanced and they're innovating so quickly that it's really difficult for competitors to catch up.
So they're constantly raising the bar, making it harder and harder for others to keep pace.
Exactly.
Right.
A great example of this is their new Blackwell GPUs.
Those are like the next generation of their super powerful chips, right?
Yeah, and they're so powerful that they're practically making their own older products obsolete.
Wow, they're outpacing themselves.
Exactly. And to give you a sense of just how powerful these new chips are, take GPT-3, for example. It's this incredibly powerful language model that used to require a massive number of NVIDIA's H100 chips to run.
Okay, so like a ton of processing power.
Yeah, but now with the Blackwell chips, you need far fewer to achieve the same results.
Yeah.
It's a huge leap in efficiency.
That's kind of mind-blowing. It shows how quickly this technology is advancing.
Totally, and Gerstner predicts that this is just the beginning. He's talking about a major shift from CPU-based data centers to ones that are built around GPUs, which NVIDIA specializes in.
So basically, a fundamental change in the way we handle data and computing.
Exactly. He compares it to this. Imagine a billion seconds, which is about 32 years. Now think about a trillion seconds.
Whoa. Okay, that's a huge jump.
Right. It's 32,000 years. He's saying that this shift to GPU-based data centers is a change on that kind of scale. It's not just an incremental improvement, it's a monumental shift.
So we're talking about a complete restructuring of the technological landscape.
Right, and while AI is still in its early stages, we're already seeing companies benefiting from this trend, especially in the software world.
Which makes sense. Software is really where the rubber meets the road when it comes to AI. It's how we actually use and interact with this technology.
Exactly. Okay, so we've established that NVIDIA is a major player in the AI landscape. But where else are the opportunities and who might get left behind?
That's the big question, isn't it? Like, where do we go from here?
Well, that's where the insights from those other analysts we mentioned come in. They've got some interesting perspectives on how AI is impacting the broader tech world and where the potential winners and losers might be.
Okay, so let's dive into that. What are some of the key takeaways from their analysis?
One big focus is on this idea of moats,
Mm.
like we were talking about with NVIDIA. Companies that have a strong market position and can innovate quickly are going to have a major advantage in this AI-driven world.
So it's not just about being in the right industry, it's about having that competitive edge that allows you to stay ahead of the curve.
Right. And they're also looking at how AI is impacting specific sectors like software and transportation. We'll get to those details in a bit.
Sounds good. I'm curious to see where this all leads. I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface here.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride in the tech world these days, and
Well,
AI is really shaking things up in ways we're only just beginning to understand.
let's keep digging then. I'm ready for more.
Let's do it. So, picking up where we left off, remember how we were talking about that shift from hype to fundamentals?
Yeah, with investors getting more discerning and wanting to see those real, tangible results.
Exactly. Well, that's super apparent in the software sector right now. It's not enough to just promise some amazing AI-powered future.
Yeah.
You got to show how that translates into actual financial performance.
I guess it makes sense. Companies need to prove they can walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Right. It's about building sustainable businesses, not chasing after fleeting trends. And for investors, this is actually a good thing.
Oh, how so?
Well, it kind of forces companies to be more accountable and focus on delivering real value. It also makes the whole investment landscape a bit more stable and predictable, which can help to avoid those crazy market swings and bubbles.
I see. So a focus on fundamentals can actually lead to more responsible growth and less risky investments.
Exactly. And speaking of stability, let's circle back to Bitcoin for a sec, which has always been known for being kind of volatile.
Yeah, that's one thing that's always made me hesitant to invest in it. Those wild price swings can be pretty nerve-wracking.
I get it. But here's the interesting thing. Gerstner actually sees Bitcoin's volatility as a positive, not a negative.
Wait, really? I
Right.
would have thought that's the last thing an investor would want.
I know, right? But his thinking is that this volatility is actually a reflection of Bitcoin's early stage of development and its potential for massive growth.
So it's like those early days of the internet where stock prices were all over the place, but it ultimately reflected the huge transformative power of the technology.
Exactly. And as Bitcoin becomes more integrated into the global financial system and more people understand its value, Gerstner believes that volatility will decrease.
So it's a bit of a long game, kind of like riding out the storm and waiting for the calmer seas ahead.
Right. And there are signs that this is already starting to happen. We're seeing more and more institutional investors, like pension funds, getting involved in Bitcoin.
And those guys are known for their long-term outlook and pretty strict risk management. So that's a pretty significant vote of confidence.
For sure. It shows that Bitcoin is gradually gaining legitimacy and becoming seen as a more reliable asset class.
That's interesting. But of course, we can't just ignore the risks, right? Bitcoin's price could still go down as easily as it goes up.
Definitely. There's still a lot of uncertainty surrounding Bitcoin, and the whole regulatory landscape is still evolving. Governments are still figuring out how to deal with cryptocurrencies.
So it's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Nope. It's still a high-risk, high-reward kind of investment. But Gerstner seems pretty confident that in the long run, Bitcoin will prove its worth.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. It's definitely a fascinating space to watch.
Totally. Now let's zoom out a bit and think about the broader impact of AI beyond just the tech industry. You know, AI is often called a general purpose technology.
Yeah, I've heard that term, but I'm not entirely sure what it means.
Well, it basically means that AI has the potential to revolutionize almost every sector of the economy, not just tech.
So we're talking about healthcare, finance, manufacturing, transportation,
Yeah.
the whole shebang.
Exactly. We're already starting to see AI being used to diagnose diseases, personalize financial advice, optimize supply chains, and even drive cars.
It's mind-blowing to think about the potential applications. It's like AI is becoming this invisible force that's changing everything behind the scenes.
Right. And it's only going to become more pervasive in the years to come. But of course, with this widespread adoption comes some pretty serious ethical and societal questions.
Yeah, like how do we make sure that AI is used to benefit everyone and not just a select few?
Exactly. And what about the potential for job displacement as machines become capable of doing tasks that humans used to do?
And there's also the risk of bias in AI algorithms, right? We've seen examples where AI systems end up perpetuating existing prejudices.
Right, these are all crucial issues that we need to be talking about and figuring out solutions for.
It's a reminder that technological innovation isn't neutral. It can be used for good or for bad, and it's our responsibility to make sure it's steered in the right direction.
Couldn't agree more. Now let's get back to Gerstner's investment approach for a moment. Remember how we were talking about his focus on software companies being the next wave of AI-driven growth?
Yeah, that was really interesting. Can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Sure. Well, he believes that software companies are in a prime position to take advantage of all the infrastructure that the big tech companies have been building.
So they can kind of ride the wave of AI advancements and create innovative applications and services that leverage all that power.
Exactly. And this isn't just limited to Silicon Valley. We're talking about AI-powered software revolutionizing healthcare, finance, manufacturing, you name it.
So it's like a second wave of innovation building on top of the foundation that's already been laid.
Right. And Gerstner's excited not just about the big established software companies, but also about all the startups that are emerging with these cutting-edge AI solutions.
It reminds me of those early days of the internet where a whole bunch of new software companies popped up and completely transformed how we live and work.
It's a great analogy. And Gerstner sees those same kind of parallels with AI. He's betting that software is going to be where a lot of the action is in the years to come.
It's definitely a space to keep an eye on, but it's also important to remember that predictions are just that, predictions. The future is always uncertain.
Oh, absolutely. No one has a crystal ball. Things can change quickly and unexpectedly in the tech world.
So it's all about being adaptable and staying informed, right?
Exactly. You got to be willing to adjust your course as new information comes in and be open to those unexpected twists and turns.
Well, I'm definitely feeling more informed after this deep dive. Thanks for sharing all these insights.
My pleasure. It's always fun to
Yeah.
dig into these topics and try to make sense of it all.
Now, before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, there's one more thing I wanted to touch on. It's something that we've heard Gerstner mention several times throughout this conversation, the importance of leadership.
Ah, yes. He's a big believer in strong leadership, especially in the fast-paced world of tech.
Right. He specifically praised CEOs like Dara Khosrowshahi of Uber, Jensen Huang of NVIDIA, and Srinivas Ramaswamy of Snowflake. What is it about these leaders that he admires?
Well, he really emphasizes things like vision, execution, resilience, and the ability to inspire and motivate teams.
So it's not just about being smart or having technical expertise, it's about having those leadership qualities that can guide a company through all the challenges and opportunities.
Exactly. And he also stresses the importance of CEOs being deeply knowledgeable about their industries and constantly learning and adapting to new trends.
It's like they need to be both captains and explorers, charting the course and navigating uncharted waters at the same time.
I like that analogy. It captures the essence of what it takes to lead in the tech world these days.
Well said. Welcome back. It's amazing how the deeper we go into these tech trends, the more we realize just how interconnected everything is.
Right. Like we started off focusing on AI, but it's become so clear that it's not just AI in a vacuum, it's how AI is merging with all these other powerful technologies like cloud computing, big data, the Internet of Things. It's like they're all weaving together.
Yeah, it's like each of these technologies is an instrument in an orchestra, and together they're creating this incredibly complex symphony of innovation.
I love that analogy. And just like a symphony needs a conductor to bring all those instruments together, the tech world needs those visionary leaders who can harness the power of these converging technologies.
And create a compelling vision of the future, right?
Exactly. We've already seen how CEOs like Jensen Huang at NVIDIA and Srinivas Ramaswamy at Snowflake are making those bold moves, shaping the landscape with their strategies.
It's really inspiring to see how they're pushing boundaries and not afraid to challenge the status quo.
But it's not just about individual brilliance, though, right? It's about fostering that whole culture of innovation within an entire organization.
Oh, yeah. Creating an environment where people are encouraged to experiment, take risks, and view failures as learning opportunities.
That's how breakthroughs happen and how companies can stay ahead of the curve in this fast-paced world.
It makes you think about what kind of culture we need to be fostering in society as a whole to adapt to all this rapid change.
That's a great point. It's not just about companies. It's about all of us embracing that mindset of lifelong learning and being willing to constantly adapt and evolve.
So true. Okay, so let's bring it back to Gerstner's investment approach for a sec. He's really focused on those companies that are disrupting existing industries, creating entirely new markets.
He's not afraid to bet on the underdogs, those companies that are challenging the establishment and pushing the limits of what's possible.
He's got that long-term vision. He believes in those companies, even if it takes time for their true value to be recognized.
And that's a valuable lesson for any investor, right? It's about understanding those underlying forces shaping the world and identifying the companies that are riding those waves of change.
It's not just about chasing quick profits, it's about investing in the future.
Exactly. Now, we can't talk about the future of tech without addressing those broader societal implications, especially when it comes to AI.
Right. AI has that potential to be both a powerful force for good and, well, maybe not so good.
That's like a double-edged sword, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. On the one hand, AI could help us tackle some of humanity's biggest challenges, like climate change or developing new cures for diseases.
It could even revolutionize education and make information more accessible to everyone around the world.
But on the other hand, there are those risks like job displacement, exacerbating existing inequalities, even potentially posing some existential threats if we're not careful.
Right. And it all comes back to that idea that technology is a tool. It can be used for positive or negative purposes. It all depends on how we choose to wield it.
So what can we do to ensure that AI is used for good? What steps can we take to kind of steer it in the right direction?
Well, for starters, we need to be having those open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of AI. We need to establish those clear guidelines and regulations for its development and use. And crucially, we need to invest in education and research to prepare ourselves for the challenges and opportunities AI will inevitably bring.
It's a call to action for all of us, really.
Absolutely. Mm. It's not something that can be left solely to the tech experts or policymakers. It's a responsibility we all share.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned about the future of tech and AI.
We've covered a lot of ground, from the incredible pace of innovation to the need for visionary leadership and the importance of adaptability.
And we've gained invaluable insights from Brad Gerstner's perspective as a leading tech investor.
But the most important takeaway for me is that the future isn't set in stone. It's a story that's still being written, and we all have a role to play in shaping it.
That's a really empowering thought. It gives us agency and reminds us that we're not just passive observers in all of this.
Exactly. By staying curious, informed, and engaged, we can all contribute to a future that's both prosperous and equitable for everyone.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive and for all your incredible insights.
It's been a pleasure. And remember, the best investments aren't just about financial returns. They're about investing in ourselves, our communities, and a future we can all be proud of.
Beautifully said. That's a perfect note to end on. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and keep exploring.